B-Pod Studios.
I'm told we have a person with some knowledge as to what exactly went on last week in McKinney, Texas, where Corporal Eric Casebolt, a 10-year veteran on the force, was breaking up fights at a pool party and decided to draw his weapon. He has since resigned from the police force. I am told we have somebody with knowledge on the air. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name for me, sir?
Yes, sir. This is Sergeant First Class Sean Blunden.
Okay, yes, Sergeant First. Is there a Sergeant First Class? What is that? One swoop across the bottom with the three stripes? What is that?
Well, I'm allowed to wear a certain insignia that other sergeants can't wear. It involves level of service, years in the business. I have dual titles. I'm a staff sergeant. That's mainly because I complete the duty roster, but sergeant first class.
Sergeant first class. Grade. Okay. What grade?
My pay grade.
Oh, your pay. Now, look, I was told by our producer you are familiar with what happened in McKinney, Texas, with the 10-year police veteran, Corporal Eric Casebolt, who, from what I understand, Corporal, he ranks lower than you.
Well, we're all brothers,
right.
Those of us who purchased the uniform.
Wait a second. I know police officers have to purchase their own uniform, but they earn it. Not just purchase, they earn their uniform. They earn their rank. You, obviously, you're a master staff, a sergeant first class, pay grade, low pay grade. You must know about this. You had to go and have your training.
Well, training only takes you so far,
okay.
Sir.
Okay.
I'm somebody who has patrolled the gated communities of Southwest Florida, and I know things can get out of hand and
pretty
heated around pools.
You know what? I know a lot of police officers, maybe such as yourself, for overtime pay or some extra pay, will go and patrol, communities. This was, in fact, a gated community pool party going on in McKinney, Texas. So I guess as a side to your regular law enforcement jobs as a police officer, Sergeant, you do the patrols of communities.
Well, there is no aside. Those of us that have purchased the stripes and
sir?
Wear the scrambled eggs on our brim,
sir,
we're on duty 24/7,
sir?
Whether we're being compensated or not.
What?
I've made a vow to myself that there's no such thing as a day off, and
sir,
I'm there to protect whoever needs protection.
If you're an active police officer, sheriff's deputy, then I would say yes. Most sheriff's deputies and police officers do this as a side job for extra pay, not for free.
I'll give you an example, something that happened to me the other day. I was in my private vehicle.
What kind of vehicle is that, by the way?
I believe it's a 1997 Mercury Mystique, but very low miles. It's only got about 27,000 miles on it, and, I'm actually thinking about selling it. If you're interested. Now, I do have to be honest with you. I have smoked in the car.
I see.
It's a smooth ride.
I bet it is, and it's a nice car for somebody just starting out.
Well, if I can find the right buyer, I think they'd make out like a bandit on that. But
have you tried Craigslist?
Pardon me?
Craigslist?
I was under the impression that was just a lot of pornography. Because I was a couple of years ago, I was at briefing at 0100.
And 0100. Wait a second. Yeah, well, that's 1 a.m. in the morning. 0100. Well, you were at a briefing at 0100.
Yes. That's before I was the staff sergeant, and the previous staff sergeant, as he's going down the duty roster, explained to us because, you know, we're all computerized now, and, you know, we...
0100. That's right. Have, that's right around shift change, isn't it?
It sure is. And we were told that on our law enforcement computers that we were not to access Craigslist because there's a lot of scams and pornography and whatnot on there.
I've seen that. So and you, that you of course, off. Never went on there.
No, I like my job too much.
Okay, and I still don't know what you do. Well, it sounds like you're a security guard. You know,
if I'm gonna waste time on the computer, I go for the good stuff. I'm a 4chan man.
What? I don't know. Getting back to McKinney, Texas. What do you know about this situation? Do you ever go and pull a gun on a child at a pool party and act like you're at Kent State?
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Yeah, you are.
I don't understand the Kent State reference. That's way out of line.
What's going on here?
I'll give you an example. I was in my private vehicle, Mercury Mystique.
97, only 27,000 miles on it.
And it was in the middle of the night, had to be about 9:45 p.m.
What is that military time, Sergeant? 9:45 p.m.
Well, that's military time. Let's see. You add that up at noontime. That's
2100. 2145.
Pardon?
Okay. So,
let's see. Then you got your 1400, your 1600, and 1900. You know, I can't do the math right now. Normally, I have a calculator that goes civilian to military. They require us to keep time in military. I never could get the hang of it. Now, see, 0100, that's easy.
That's 1 o'clock in the morning. Exactly. 2100 hours is 9 o'clock, and then 45. I'm telling you, military time. You don't have you got a calculator.
Well, that's how we have to make out our reports, and for a lot of the fellas, it's tough to get used to.
Okay, but, if it's 10 o'clock at night, let's say 10:05 at night, what's that military?
Well, that would be up there in the 20s and an 05.
All right. Are you going to tell me something about McKinney, Texas?
Well, I have had a similar situation.
Okay.
And, you know, where I do my protection detail, there's usually not many problems there. Everybody's well to do, but on a law enforcement salary, I live in a rough part of town. And if I'm rolling on into work, I was uniformed, but in my private vehicle, I noticed a juvenile on a bicycle, and it was very dark. I believe it was a new moon. And, I'm rolling down the road, my first cup of coffee, and, you know, I'm barely there. And I almost made contact with the bicycle of the juvenile with my personal vehicle.
Right, and you don't want that to happen.
And startled me. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I immediately initiate a stop by activating my hazard lights flashing
you
my
put bright. On your four flashers and put on your high beams.
And then I give them just a quick whoop whoop, you know. And this juvenile didn't take very well to the stop.
Right, I would not take too well to it either when some private citizen is stopping me with his four flashers, blowing the horn, and putting the high beams on.
Well, suffice it to say, there was a lot of profanity. I hate to use slang terms, but sometimes they're a little more descriptive. He bowed up at me.
He bowed up at you. The old polyester patriot there that you are, he bowed up to you.
And I observe, it appears to be a juvenile, but standing 6 foot tall.
And, yeah.
Yeah. I feared for my life.
Yeah, feared for your life.
Due to the profanity.
And what'd you do?
Well, I exited the vehicle. Of course, I was using all my safety training.
Yeah.
And was just a torrent of verbal abuse. Hey, you MF-er.
Yeah.
Who the F are you?
Fearing for your life there.
And he very much objected to me referring to him as son. didn't like the fact that I advised that he needed to calm down. This resulted in more profanity and ethnic slurs.
Towards you.
Yes, sir. And so I am told that I'm to meet the level of force but not exceed it.
Right.
And so I replied with an ethnic slur in kind.
You come on.
Well, I'm just giving you the facts as I know them. I ended up deciding to break off pursuit and
did you do
my personal vehicle.
Did you do a shoulder roll on the ground like the corporal did in McKinney, Texas? You know, that shoulder roll and have that
weapon?
You
know, I really admire that. I have not been able to get that down. I end up looking like an idiot, and
yeah, you sounded
I'll
like
tell
one
you
now.
What, my, I'm the first to admit it. I'm a little physically awkward.
Yeah, bad back too. Got a bad back.
And, well, you know, I'm not on full disability.
Full disability.
I did show some of my officers an instructional training tape on some of these techniques. I don't know if you're familiar with the actor Steven Seagal, but he was recently in Russia.
Are you planning anything special?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Faye. I was wondering how we were going to get into this little thespic epic, one that's guaranteed to set radio back a good 10 years. A little music.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as an Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta be way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Potted up.
There we go.
Hey, everybody. Thank you. Thank you very much. Stan and Haney.
Are you happy?
Mondays.
Are you happy with yourself?
Darn right I am.
You know what you've done?
I haven't done anything. I'm going by company orders. That's all I'm doing. That's a little hot. I gotta get used to working everything again. Because
it was kind of nice, wasn't it? Having somebody else worry about it.
Yeah, well, you know, you had your responsibilities poolside, and I had my responsibilities here. And now we, once again,
are
face to face.
Why did you push so hard?
Look, I'm gonna tell you something. You know what?
Since you walked into this building, you think that I'm behind this. You think that I can make the call. You think that it's all me, that I've done it. Well, I have
it. I know it wasn't Matt Mangus, because he was at protest march the whole week.
No, the directive came down on Thursday that all employees back on Monday. All on-air employees back on Monday. So and then you, when I say, hey, I think you're going to have to come back, and then Matt Mangus comes in here and says, Haney, you gotta come back. Then you think it's me doing it. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm glad that you're here.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Do you think I'm tempting fate if I try to do a software update?
Yes.
Because this machine hasn't seen a lot of miles.
In about 3 months. You look good, Sonny. Haven't seen you.
You look great.
Do I?
You look youthful and vivacious.
That's because I haven't had a haircut. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that.
Oh, yeah?
going with the old mullet look.
Working on it. I'm trying to go back to where I try to look like Willie and Waylon.
Your drummer posted a picture of you.
Oh yeah, exactly.
In your full cowboy hat and scared me. It scared me.
But if it wasn't me, it wouldn't have scared you. You would have said, "Hey, that guy means business."
he's a country outlaw.
You would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, there he is.
If it wasn't me, yeah, and you looked at it, you go, "That's a country outlaw."
There's a country outlaw. I have to make a couple announcements before we take the break.
Is there any way I can go home?
No. No, look.
No, I mean, I'll stay today.
And you'll come back tomorrow. You know when you can stay
home?
No.
When I talked to you and they said I got to come back, you said, look, if you could just be here Monday, that would be really important to me. And I said, you know what? That's reasonable. I can be there Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
That's how they get you.
I got to make announcements. And it's a very bittersweet day today. Here at 96K Rock.
You know, Stan, in the radio business,
yeah,
there's only one thing for certain.
Yeah, and that's change.
Are we doing it right?
Yeah, well, Matt and I kind of talked about it, and I had a way to do this, and he had suggestions, so I'm incorporating everything.
All right.
It was announced today. COVID-19 has affected so many places of business. So many people have struggled through the last 3 months. Things are starting to get back to normal, but it takes time for companies to recover. And it happened today. And it was just simply because of budgetary reasons, not because of performance, because he's a true professional. We enjoyed working with him for the last year. But Rob Show has...
Left the building.
Left the building. And it happened today. He was the producer of our show for the last year. And also did nights, and we wish him well. The guy is a true professional. He took the news like a champ, and he's a good guy.
And he'll be fine.
And he'll be fine. He's too talented not to land on his feet. So I went and talked to the powers that be. That being a lot of people with the last name Beasley, and Adam and Matt, and I said, well, if Rob is moving on, what do we do? And I made a suggestion. They were receptive to the suggestion. And he was gone for about a year, but he comes back as confused as ever.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd like to welcome back as our producer, handpicked by us a couple of years ago.
He's our draft pick.
And he is one of our draft picks, and it's great to see him with the franchise again. I'd like to welcome back. It's almost like the Dallas dream when Bobby Ewing gets out of the shower and Victoria Principal's there, and it's all been a dream.
I will tell you, we're talking about it, and I'm aware that Junior's there, but as I turn over my shoulder and I see him sitting there, it's a good feeling.
Junior's back.
Thanks for having me back, guys.
All right, yeah, learn to modulate yourself.
Unfortunately, we've ruined his life.
We've ruined whose life?
Junior.
We've ruined your life?
I mean, pretty close.
Well, yeah. He did have a career going.
Yeah.
Pretty successful one. I won't tell you where he worked, but he started out in the past year, he started out at the bottom rung.
Because that's our boy.
Bottom rung. And then in a year's time, when we called him back, he was management.
Yeah.
Wherever he was.
He was making an actual living.
And we told him, can you quit your job? And then, you know what? We offer, and then he made the decision to quit his
well,
job.
Well, here's the way it really happened. I had him sit down on my back porch. I plied him with alcohol and then put you on the phone.
Right.
And as soon as he said yes to you.
Yes.
And you're yelling at him, there's no turning back now, blah, 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 blah.
Yes,
blah,
I told him. I said, that's it.
And then you accused him of being drunk.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, you cooked your own goose.
And you know what he said as soon as he hung up?
What's that?
He started crying, and he says, I can't be broke again, man. I can't.
Well, we'll see. I think
we convinced him
I think you
to
can
quit a management position.
You got to be broke again. We're going to take a break.
Great, you know
great
what?
Great to have you both back in the building.
Did we do right by him?
I don't know. I'm still sleepless nights. We'll be back.
I'm sorry about that, Junior.
Stan and Haney.
Maybe we should have thought it through a little more.
96 K-Rock.
This is the perfect family scene. When Mom, Dad, and Junior all want to hear the same radio program.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Glad to have you along. Glad to have my pally, Mark Haney, that I can actually look at and see him over there.
Oh, isn't it pleasant?
It is pleasant. You look good, Sonny.
You look good.
Thank you.
You look like you might have stabilized the weight gain.
Whoa, come on.
Really? You're still putting on pounds?
Oh, yeah. It's, you know what? If we had a scale in here, I'd get in there and show you.
You know what happens?
What?
It's your face.
What?
When you get fat enough,
yeah,
your face really fills out and you look good.
Yeah.
It's when you're in that halfway between I'm dieting and I'm fat,
yeah,
that you look really messed up.
Yeah.
Because then when you dump all the weight and your features get really defined, you look good.
Yeah.
But when you got just like a little bit of, when you got a little bit of fat, you look weird.
Thank
when
you
got a lot, you look good.
Thank you. I take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
And I'm taking it as such.
You know, women get fat pumped into their face all the time.
Yep.
All these old women, that's what they do.
Yeah, fullness.
Yeah. Oh, look at me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah. The more weight I put on, the less wrinkles I have.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Look at me. Oh, my God. Guess who's going to Fifth Avenue tonight, darling? It's a crime they closed the witch's brew. I'd clear that place out.
Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. US 41 North Naples.
I met my last two husbands at the witch's brew.
Open. Make a reservation. Don't think you can walk right into the Pewter Mug with all of this stuff going on, and they're at 50%. Make a reservation to the Pewter Mug North.
That's lovely, darling. I have a standing reservation. Anytime I have a gentleman caller. Parliament.
Recess tip.
Would you care for a parliament? I like a gentleman that lights a lady's cigarettes. help us.
This is, if you haven't seen the video, what's Junior doing?
He looks like he's into something he shouldn't be.
What are you doing?
That's for adults,
don't
Junior.
Don't you know that we're on the air?
I'm in distress right now. I'm having technical problems over
here. You probably should just close that out. That looks like something for grown-ups.
Yeah.
It's a lot of grown-up stuff, yeah.
Like you might mess something up and get yelled at.
Yeah, probably.
Look, you know what?
He's just curious.
He better be. Because a lot of times I said, he'll fall right back into it. It's like a kid on a bike.
Yeah, we really oversold it, didn't we?
Jeez, please.
What are you talking about?
Where do you got to go while the show is going? Okay, go ahead, go. See you around.
Boy, it's like no time passed at all.
Sure. This, if you've seen the video to this, it's bizarre. First of all, what these guys are doing, and second of all, that one of them exploded and caught on fire.
Now, see, he's gone now. I was looking forward to being able to see videos again.
That's why I naturally said, what's he doing? Because he...
But then you invited him to get up and leave.
He wanted to leave. He got up three times to
leave.
Well,
I want to leave, too.
No, that ain't it. That.
But you don't see me doing it, do you?
No, because you're a pro.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Some guys were riding... electric unicycles.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
They were riding them on the street.
Is it as bad an idea as I'm picturing?
Oh, well, for one, one of the unicycles suddenly caught fire. A helmet cam caught the audio and the chaos. The guy riding the burning cycle was able to break free and watch as one of his buddies tried to put out the blazer from the unicycle. Here.
Yo! 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 Get it away from the tree!
It's echoing into the trees, the flames.
Flaming unicycle.
Yep. It was... And I'm not talking about just a little fire, a little like, remember if you had a mini bike or a little gas fire?
Yeah.
No, this was...
Or maybe the pipes or the carbs hot right, and catches something.
Fully ablaze.
Like the inside of the back of your leg?
Yes. This is bizarre. And is it a catastrophe waiting to happen? San Francisco recently overhauled the Golden Gate Bridge.
Overhauled?
Yep, to make it more...
You mean to replace some of the distress?
Yeah, well, to make it more aerodynamic.
So that it will fly.
Well, they're basically saying the changes that they made were so that it can hold up better against high winds. Now... They're wondering what's going on because after the overhaul of the bridge to make it more aerodynamic, there has been nothing but a continuous hum coming from the Golden Gate Bridge. It hums.
Oh, that's got to be good.
And they're trying to figure out why.
Can't be anything wrong with that.
Take a listen. Somebody brought some audio equipment, said, wait a second, the Golden Gate Bridge is humming.
Oh my God. Harmonic resonance.
Yeah.
That's not good on a structure. That is really not good.
They don't know what's going on. They say a lot of people in the area.
I would not drive
not
on
thrilled.
That thing.
They're not thrilled about it.
No, they shouldn't be.
They say you can hear it from 3 miles away.
Harmonic resonances that you can't hear are bad enough. When they're visible to the human ear, that lets you know engineering problem. But they claim it's fine, I'm sure.
I don't know. My daughter had one. I'm sure your daughter had one. The little plastic electric cars that the toddlers drive in, like the Barbie car, and
I don't think we ever got her anything motorized.
Had a little battery in it. It could sit two people. You push the button and it moves. And it's for toddlers. My daughter had one. She wouldn't drive. She made the neighbor boy drive. Well,
and you know what? At the time, maybe you thought it was just a passing phase.
Yeah, but it's true. It's she stayed with her all her life.
The neighbor boy's still driving.
Yep. A mom in California posted it on TikTok. A random woman at the park scolded this mom for letting her kids drive around in a power wheel. It's one of the little kiddie plastic cars.
Why do you want to rob what little joy a child
the
gets?
The woman comes up to the mom and starts yelling at him.
Why? People are so free with walking up and berating strangers.
Do you know why she was yelling? Not necessarily that the mom wasn't, you know, right next to the car. It was the fact that the mom was letting the kids drive around in the battery-operated toy car without a driver's license. Here you go.
This is made up.
No!
They're playing. That's what the park is for.
I never saw a car in here before.
It's a power wheel car, man.
What bothers me is you have a little kid in here that doesn't have a driver's license. He's just a little kid.
You're not with him.
It's not a real car.
Lady wants to know where the kid's driver's license is.
Well, what do you do when you're confronted with something like that?
I don't know.
I mean, she was nice enough to kind of laugh.
Yeah. You getting up and leaving again? Because this one pertains to you. This pertains to you.
Why are you getting up and leaving all the time?
And what is it with you?
I'm having technical difficulties on my end.
And is anybody helping you?
I'm trying to get some help. But you told me to stay, so I'm staying.
I mean, we take a commercial break and play a song, and I didn't know if that would be a good time to do it or not. Jimmy Kimmel had some advice for the class of 2020, and it helps every young person going out and trying to get a job these days. Some sound advice from Jimmy Kimmel for young people.
Boy,
when you do get that job, there's one piece of advice that I think to me is the most important bit of knowledge and awareness any American in the workplace can have. And I want you to listen closely because this is something you should never forget. Never show up late with a coffee in your hand. The message when you do that is you are not as important to me as this iced vanilla latte. Now, if you show up late and you got like a injured squirrel, that's a different story. Then you're a hero. That's why I always keep a squirrel in my glove box. You're welcome. That's the secret. I want you to go work hard, be strong, and don't touch your face, okay? Your mother and I are very proud of you. Congratulations.
Now that...
Kimmel. How'd you get where you are?
Yeah.
Not by, like that.
By coming in late with a latte. That's something for you, Junior. I'll be sipping on a Starbucks coming in late.
Nah, his Starbucks days are over. He's drinking blue drink.
It's blue drink.
Blue drink, okay.
You know, there has been over the past few weeks... a lot of turmoil.
You don't say. Maybe, I was told not to say anything about it.
No. That's why I have Herman Munster to tell us the proper way to treat people. This all the way back to 1964. Words of wisdom from Herman Munster.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short, or fat or thin, or ugly, or handsome, like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
Did you hear about the HBO Max release of brand new... Warner Brothers Looney Tunes.
That abomination?
Done. They want it to look like the classic ones.
They said, however, what if they never stopped making those cartoons, except they don't want to make those cartoons?
No. The new Looney Tunes cartoons.
They had to neuter them.
They neuter them. No more guns.
Could have been a great idea.
Yep. No more guns. It's okay for knives.
Yeah, because Elmer Fudd is chasing the rabbit with a scythe.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be much more gruesome than shotgun pellets.
But no guns. For that, you don't have Looney Tunes. I mean, you don't get any of this.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits. Ha. Wabbit season! Duck season! Wabbit season! Wabbit season! Duck season! Fire!
Yeah, or anything like this.
I'm a giving you 1 second to draw a gun!
How's that, Chunky?
Say, that's a right smart picture you got there, partner!
Because he drew a gun. All right, a couple of little things here for you musically before we take the break.
You hear a lot in the news today about rubber bullets. The police used rubber bullets. This is nothing new. The band 10cc, you remember them, Haney?
Oh, of course.
They released a song in 1973 called Rubber Bullets, and it's a toe tapper. I don't know why we are playing this.
Well, the band were playing and the blues began to flow. But the sound came over on the police car radio. Down at Precinct 49, having a tear gas of a time. Sergeant Baker got it all from the governor of the county jail. Load up.
I like it. That was 1973.
Love it.
Do you remember that?
Well, of course he does.
Yeah, that was... Hold on, where's your microphone on here? Oh, there you go. Go ahead. Why isn't your microphone working?
He can't get the microphone working, Matt.
I'll hold it. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, 10cc is one of the most underrated bands of all time, and that was a monster hit. In
yeah, England. It was. 1973. Yeah.
Rubber Bullets.
Now, Godley and Cream were in that, weren't
Godley
they?
Godley and Creme, yes.
Creme?
Creme, yes. Lol Creme.
Has it always been pronounced Creme?
I believe so, yes.
Because I remember they had that video for that song,
that
Cry,
was very weird,
which
wasn't
was
it?
The. It was the first one where they morphed the faces, and then Michael Jackson stole it like the next month.
Well, early 10cc, I'm Mandy, Fly Me, any of those songs, just golden.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I just remember them from K-Tel.
Huh. Yep.
I was skipping down the hallway. Good stuff.
Thanks. You're welcome.
The things we do for love.
Things we do for love.
Oh.
Like walking in the rain
and the snow, when there's nowhere to go, and you feel like a part of you is dying.
Oh, yeah. I got one for you.
And you're looking for the answer in her eyes. You think she wants to break up, but then she wants to make up.
Do you know? You're going to love this. Do you know who the Vance Johnson Band is?
Former NFL star and substance abuse counselor Vance Johnson?
I'm sorry, the Vince Johnson Band.
Oh, well, that's a totally different thing.
Do you know who Vince Johnson is?
No.
It's the Vince Johnson Band. Vince Johnson was one of the guys who wrote and performed the songs that Joe Exotic was lip-syncing to in his music videos.
I saw a tiger, and the tiger saw a man.
Well, there's a new song by the Vince Johnson Band.
Is it about tigers?
Called Killer Carol.
Carol Evan Baskin.
Here we go. Here's the Vince Johnson Band. Brand new song called Killer Carol.
Was he murdered for the money by a woman who's insane? Were you born without a conscience, baby? What a bloody shame. Is the body buried deep? Is the body underground? Tell me, Killer Carol, where the body can be found. Was he shooting little pieces in the belly of the beast? Tell me, Killer Carol, baby, how you gonna sleep?
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's nice to see the legacy go on. You know, Joe Exotic released a statement today.
Oh, he did?
He'll be dead in 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
Because the jail won't give him the blood transfusions that he demands.
So that it's going to kill him.
And he also wants people to stop telling him and sending him pictures of his husband out having fun. Because he has not personally heard from him.
Right.
And at this point, he doesn't even know if he's still married or if he even has a husband.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pure
Monk
North.
And he wants Trump to fix it.
When we come back, we'll have a real beauty from the local beat. This one, you know, there's stories, and, you know, I've always, the heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, you lob that around a lot.
And then, as you throw it out there from time to time, it never ends. Here's a story that incorporates both of those. We'll have it for the local beat when we come back. We're Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
The battered bastards of Beasley Media Group. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. My buddy Mark Haney back in the studio. I can see him now after 3 months. I can see him. I've just been handed this.
And how does that make you feel,
Makes
Stan?
Me feel good. Coming up on the show today in about 30 minutes, we haven't done this in a while, we're going to play Stan's Password. We're going to get two lucky K-Rockers on the phone together. They'll each have clues, and their job is to guess what the password is. We'll go back and forth with a clue, back and forth. And if that person knows what the password is, they'll get the point. And we'll see. We'll play a few rounds of it. We'll see who emerges as the winner.
Who knows what the password is?
They'll have to guess. I'll know what the password is.
Are you the only one?
And then
you're the only one that
I'm
knows.
I'm the only one that knows. And then Junior will have the bells and buzzers all ready and all the neat little things, the lose sound and the ding and the buzz.
I don't know if he can hear you, but he's grimacing right now.
He'll be fine. He told me
biting his lower lip.
He says it's like riding a bike. So we got that. And also we have the Wayback Machine today. We're going to take a look at what was on the Billboard charts this very week in a particular year. We're going to start in the middle of the pack. We're going to go 20 to 16 on the Billboard charts for this week in a particular year. That'll be a little bit later on this afternoon. Is he all right over there?
No.
You okay, Sonny? We really talked highly of you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Like a finely oiled machine.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, look at him.
Don't pay attention to that screen that doesn't look right.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't look right. Nothing.
Yeah,
looks
don't worry about it. He knows what he's doing.
All right.
Not like he's
struggling.
Everything
is all over the place.
I don't want to hear excuses.
Welcome home, son.
Yep. Let's do the local beat. This is one of the better ones, and I'm saying better ones for drama. Okay, there's a lot of drama, and as I always say, the heart wants what the heart wants, and as Haney always tells you,
it never ends.
And this is proof. Dateline Collier County. This comes to us from NBC2. And as I continued to read the story, it got more bizarre. I'll just give you the headline and then we'll jump right in. Naples man arrested after leading deputies on chase, broke into girlfriend's home.
Can you run that by me one more time? I might have missed
it. Naples man arrested after leading deputies on a chase, broke into girlfriend's home.
Okay.
A Naples man was arrested after he broke into his girlfriend's home and led deputies on a chase in Collier County. Deputies said Jonathan Urbina, age 33, broke into his girlfriend's home while she was showering over the weekend.
Boy, that doesn't make you think of psycho.
I know. Deputies responded to Tamiami Trail East on John Street about a suspicious incident involving a man chasing a woman. The woman told deputies she was showering at home, got out, and found Urbina on the couch with her phone. This woman is one of three girlfriends and a wife.
Yeah, but you can't have a messing around on you, Sam.
So Urbina has three girlfriends and a wife.
But he's checking her phone because he knows she's up to something.
Oh, yes!
How dare her.
The woman saw a knife on the ground of her home and pry marks in the front door. So thus, two and two, using the knife to pry open the door while she was in the shower, she gets out, sees Urbina on her living room sofa going through her phone. You with me so far?
Three girlfriends and a wife.
In a pried door and going through the phone. Urbina said he was going...
How am I supposed to ever trust you again?
Urbina said he was going to check her phone because he thought she had texts from another man.
You can't have that.
Nope. The two argued, and he took her phone, saying she'd have to come outside of the home to get her phone if she wanted it back.
She's lost her phone privileges. Now, if she wants it back, she can explain herself.
Yep. Come outside to do that. It gets better.
Oh, please tell me it doesn't get better.
Oh. He got into his truck that was parked in the driveway, and the girlfriend slash woman in the shower got into the car to get her phone from him. Well, he got her in the car, so he figured instead of giving the phone back to her, let's start driving.
Great idea.
Yep. He forced her to remain in the car against her will, and he drove off.
Excellent. Now we're cooking.
Yeah, with real butter. He stopped driving at Tamiami Trail East near the maintenance road adjacent to Trevis Bay across from John Street. You down in Collier County, I'm sure you know exactly where that is.
Yeah, that's where all the prostitution busts happen.
He pushed her out of the car and started yelling at her, saying he was going to kill her. He got out of the car with her. And according to police, began strangling her on the ground.
Ugh.
She told him, and I'm sorry, I'm reading it as the report was done. She started telling him, "I can't breathe." Urbina's phone, it's like a shiny object. So he's choking her.
But he's still got the phone.
Not her phone. He's got his own phone, too. And his phone started to ring, which distracted him.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got three other women to look out for.
Make sure
they're not up to something.
This is insane. So he's strangling her, but Urbina's own phone started ringing.
Hello?
And that distracted him.
This is he.
That was the break the woman needed. She was able to break free and grab his phone. Well, he knew the gig was up, but he wasn't giving up yet. He got into his truck and drove away. Collier County deputies...
So, he just dropped her off somewhere randomly to strangle her and then drove off because the phone rang?
Yep.
God.
Yeah. He drove away, and Collier County deputies...
So, he lost interest.
Well, it distracted him, and then he realized, you know what? This is creating a ruckus.
Oh, at that point, it dawned on him.
Yep. So he drove away. And Collier County deputies arrived on the scene. Deputies said the woman, the one who came out of the shower and saw him sitting on the sofa, Deputies said she had cuts and bruises on her arm and neck. On both arms and neck. Deputies found him in his truck at a nearby furniture store.
Yeah. Sometimes, you got to go furniture shopping.
He told deputies that he got into an argument with the woman over her messaging other men.
Yeah, I mean, you can see how it would happen, right, officer?
Well, Urbina's wife came to get his car.
He's having a bad day.
Urbina's wife came to get his car, and after that, he asked deputies if he could go to the bathroom. Collier County deputy was kind enough.
Well, given his libido, maybe he needed to take care of something.
Well, Collier County deputy was kind enough to walk him over to the bushes and, so he could relieve himself.
And what did the deputy get for his kindness?
Urbina started to run away. Deputies eventually caught up to him after he fell, and they pepper sprayed him. But he continued running and jumping into a nearby canal and started swimming towards Naples Manor. This is the most bizarre story that I have seen in months. Deputies said they...
He's got it under control. Well, the wife picked up the car.
Deputies said they lost sight of him, but then found him an hour later with the help of canine and aviation units. Urbina then...
Well, you know what they say, Stan.
What's that?
You may outrun my old Chevrolet, but you can't outrun my old two-way.
That's right. After the aviation units, canine went and they got him. He started threatening a deputy. He was taken to jail and arrested for armed burglary, kidnapping, battery by strangulation, resisting an officer without violence, assault on an LEO, and petty theft. Collier deputies have had
just about enough. Yes,
they have released his photo. He had a really bad day.
What, so we can't see a picture of Romeo?
I'm sure it's quite easily read.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, he's Googling it now.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back...
He just face planted.
When we come back...
It'll come back. It'll come back to you.
We're going to give you a chance to win. Two people going to go head-to-head with Stan's password. We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
With the 11th pick in the NFL draft, the Miami Dolphins select...
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us today. It's Monday afternoon.
I'm a little uncomfortable.
What's the matter?
Well, not terribly uncomfortable. It's just you keep looking at me.
Yeah, well, you're here in the room now. Finally, after 3 months, I have not seen Mark Haney since early March. That's a fact. And it's great having him here hanging out in the studio again. And the company's happy for that, too.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'll be here all day today.
And tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
And by the way, Junior's back.
Junior's back. And how are we doing over there? This is going to be a test for you because we're going to play a game. I'm going to need contestants. I'm going to need sound effects. I'm going to need prizes taken care of. Is it all coming back to you, buddy?
Yeah, no pressure.
Okay.
It's like riding a couple of bikes.
Yep.
Yeah.
How many bikes now?
Oh, I'm riding two bicycles at once.
But that's not the way you left it, huh?
That's not the way I left
it. Well, as long as it's not an electric unicycle, you ought to be all right.
Yeah. I've got the phones on lockdown because we're going to play Stan's password. We're going to get two people that Junior is going to get on the line for us.
at 277-9600. I'll let you know when. Haney, you got the password?
I'm trying.
I'm going to give you clues, and the two people, we're going to alternate, because you're each playing for yourself. As I give the clues, I'll ask you, do you know the password? If you do, you're going to get the point. Once you get the point, we'll move to another password, where I will once again give you clues until somebody reveals the password. The one who gets the most passwords will get themselves... What do I got here? I got some new prizes here. $45 gift certificate to Arrowhead Golf Club to play a round of golf. I've got signed Chris Kale koozies. He's from Five Finger Death Punch. We've got $50 to the pewter mug. We have... These have been around. They were a huge hit when we first introduced them a couple of years ago. Telescoping back scratchers. Back scratchers. It goes from about 8 inches all the way out to about 3 feet to get those itches you can't possibly get with your hand.
Problem areas.
Problem areas. These are not cheap plastic. They are metal with a reinforced handle. They're nice. Also... You know what? You've been cooped up for a while.
You may think, oh, I don't need a reinforced handle.
You do. It won't slip out of your hands. You may have been cooped up for a while. So hasn't your pet.
So hasn't your pet?
Been cooped up for a while.
Your pet has as well. Your pet has been cooped up.
So your pet has, too.
You said it hasn't.
But your pet has, too. Touch of Class Pet Grooming in Cape Coral. $50. To Touch of Class. So we've got pet grooming, we've got telescoping back scratchers, we've got pewter mug, we've got signed Five Finger Death Punch koozies, we've got Arrowhead Golf. If you can win at Stan's password. There it is. Phone lines are released. Junior, please get me two contestants to go head-to-head and play Stan's Password. That fun radio game, Stan's Password. Touch of Class Grooming, telescoping.
Fun.
It's all about fun. Pewter Mug, Five Finger Death Punch Sign Koozie, Arrowhead Golf. Love the music. All right, let's see what we got here. Ahoy, who's this?
Brad.
No, you've already won, Brad. You've won within a week.
Sorry, Scatter.
Jeez. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Jeff, how are you, Jeff? You want to play?
Yes, sir, I sure do.
All right, Jeff, let's find your opponent. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian.
Brian, say hi to Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing, Brian?
All right, you two guys are going to go head-to-head in Stan's Password. The winner will get a selection of anything that's on our prize sheet. The runner-up will get a consolation prize. Understood?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. We will alternate back and forth with who gets the first clue in Stan's Password. And so that each of you have a shot at this. We will begin with you, Jeff. The first clue goes to you in round one. Jeff, the first clue is tongue. Tongue. Do you know what the password is? Tongue.
First is it mouth?
Incorrect. Oh, let me make sure. Junior, you got the buzzer. There we go. Incorrect. All right, Brian, here's the second clue. Tongue, twister. Brian, tongue and twister. Do you know what the password is?
I do not.
All right. Thank you. Very good, Junior. It's coming back to you. All right, Jeff, you get the third clue. Tongue, twister, pickled. Tongue, twister, pickled.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pepper.
Stop with the first two words you just said. What did you say?
Peter Piper.
That's the password. Peter Piper. The other clues were pepper and person. All right, first point in a password goes to Jeff. You're on the board, Jeff. Nice job.
All right, thank you.
All right, we're going to begin with Brian this time. Here's the first clue in round two of password, Brian. First clue, John. John. Do you know the password, Brian?
Restroom.
Good guess, incorrect. Jeff, your second clue, John Paul. John Paul. Jeff, the two clues are John Paul.
Is it the Beatles?
Incorrect. Brian, you get the third clue. John Paul Ring. John Paul Ring. Brian, do you know what the password is?
Yellow submarine.
Incorrect. Jeff, you have now four clues to get the password. John Paul Ring Francis. John Paul Ring Francis.
I don't have a guess.
No guess. Danny, do you know what it is?
I knew what it was a long time ago.
Brian, final clue. John Paul Ring Francis Boss. B-O-S-S, Boss.
Bruce Springsteen?
Incorrect. Neither one of you are getting a point on that one because those are all the clues. Haney, I know you know the answer to this. Let me see if, Junior, did you know the password?
I have no idea.
Haney, I can't believe this. Haney?
It's the Pope!
It's the Pope! Pope John, Pope Paul, Pope John Paul. Kiss the ring, Pope Francis. He's the boss of the Catholic Church.
Not necessarily. Yeah, yeah. There, a lot of people believe that Benedict is still the Pope.
Yeah, I know. No winner on that, and I thought it was blatantly obvious. All right, Jeff, we're going to begin with you on this one.
All right.
First password, Jeff. Annoying. Annoying. Any guesses to what the password is? Annoying.
Oh, I got it.
That's only one clue.
Is it Nancy Pelosi?
Good guess. No, that is incorrect. But good guess. All right, Brian.
Valid guess.
Yes. Brian, you get the second clue. Annoying vibration. Annoying vibration.
Alignment?
That is incorrect.
Can I guess?
You can write it down. Write it down and tell me if you think you know what it is. But
is it wife?
No. 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 What was that? Did you hit something?
I didn't touch anything.
Okay. Is it coming all back to you?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
How many bikes are you riding now?
I don't know. I'm on my third.
All right. So we had annoying and vibration. Brian.
And are you sure it's not wife?
No.
Annoying, vibration?
Right. Those are the first two clues. And Brian couldn't get it. So we go back to you, Jeff.
All right.
Three clues. Annoying, vibration, breathing. Annoying, vibration, breathing.
You sure it's not wife?
It's not wife. It's not.
Is it cough?
Incorrect.
Oh, boy.
Please, don't swear.
Sorry.
I took it out, but don't swear. All right, Brian. Annoying, vibration, breathing, sleep.
Snoring?
Snoring. That's the password. That is the password. Brian is on the board.
You're positive it's not wife.
It's not wife. No.
My wife snored.
Well, yeah, sure. The clues, the entire set of clues, annoying, vibration, breathing, sleep, and noise. Snoring. We're tied up 1-1. This time, Brian, you're going to go first. Brian, your first password clue. Before we do that, let me throw it to Junior. He's back with us. Did you guess snoring? Were you able to figure that one out?
No, I'm still trying to figure out the computer. I wasn't really focusing.
All right, here we go, Brian. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Your first clue, Brian... Fur, F-U-R, fur.
Dog.
Good guess, incorrect. Jeff, second clue. Fur, cheese. Fur, cheese, C-H-E-E-S-E. Fur, the first clue. Cheese, the second clue. Any guess on the password, Jeff?
Mold.
Incorrect. Brian, three clues now. Fur, cheese, melon. Fur, cheese, melon.
Unicopia.
Incorrect. Unicopia is not even close. And I'm going to tell both of our contestants, let's think brainstem only. You don't need to be. These are simple, all logical.
Well, I'm with them. I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know yet?
No.
All right. Jeff, it's your turn.
All right.
Here we go. Four clues. Fur, cheese, melon, snow. Fur, cheese, melon, snow.
Bored.
Incorrect. Brian, this is up to you. Fifth clue. The only thing I'm telling you, these sound like way out of whack items.
Yes, they do.
But they have one thing in common. And you'll hopefully, on this fifth clue, put them all together. I like to call it a little extension. Here you go, Brian. Fur, cheese, melon, snow, tennis. Fur, cheese, melon, snow, tennis.
Racket?
Incorrect.
I know what it is.
Jeff, you think you know what it is?
Yep, I know what
now,
it is.
Now, hold on a second. Brian, you do not know what it is, right? You said racket.
I do not.
Would you, if Jeff gets this right, would you give him the point? Or
of course.
All right. What is it, Jeff?
Ball.
Yep. You got the point. Fur ball, cheese ball, melon ball, snowball, tennis ball.
I don't like that one.
I'm sorry. That's the one they gave me. All right. We're going to start with...
Seems cheap to me.
Let me see. We started with Jeff, Brian. Jeff, we start with you.
All right.
It's 2-1. Your first clue, Jeff. Imaginary.
Friend?
No, that's not it, but good guess. Brian, two clues. Imaginary,
trade. Imaginary trade. T-R-A-D-E. Imaginary trade.
No answer.
All right. Jeff, three clues. Imaginary trade cash. Imaginary trade cash. Imaginary trade cash. Junior thinks he knows it. It's the first one. No, you don't? Okay.
No, that was just a facial tick.
Yeah, tick. Jeff, there it is. Those are your three. Imaginary trade cash.
I do not know.
All right. Brian, you ready?
Yep.
You get a fourth clue. Imaginary trade cash molar.
Like tooth molar?
Like a tooth molar. Imaginary trade cash molar.
Board games?
Incorrect. Now, Jeff.
That was a good guess, though. I was going there on the first couple of clues.
Jeff, you're going to get one more clue at this.
Okay. I think I know it.
All right, here we go.
Maybe I'll take the clue, yeah.
Maybe the clue will help you put it over the top. Imaginary trade cash molar visitor.
Tooth fairy.
It's the tooth fairy! Wow, you played the game pretty well, Jeff. You did a you did a really nice job with that. What would you like?
I'll take the dog grooming.
You betcha. Hold on. We're going to give you $50 to touch a class dog grooming. Hold the line. You played very well, Jeff. Hold on. Brian, I'm going to give you a consolation prize. You can take lovely parting gift. You can take a back scratcher, a five-finger signed Chris Kale can coolie, or you can have a round of golf.
Take a round of golf.
You got a round of golf, buddy, at Arrowhead. Thank you so much for playing, okay?
I appreciate it. Good job, Jeff.
All right. Yeah, he's already collecting his prize, Brian. Hold on. You'll do the same.
Hear it on the radio later.
Hold on. There he goes. And that's
he was very polite.
Yes,
you
he
know,
was.
Because he felt like you were rude to him, but he kept it to himself.
How was I rude to him?
Because he wanted to congratulate his opponent, and then you went nanny, nanny, boo, boo. He's
already
collecting his prize. And then he plays. He said, well, maybe you'll hear it on the radio later.
Maybe he will. Maybe he will.
I didn't like that fur cheese when...
Ball. Fur ball. Cheese ball.
Well, after you say it, yeah, it's obvious. But at the time it's going on, I'm picturing all these things, a mental picture of all of it, and it's like, it makes no sense.
That's the secret of Stan's password. You never know the angle, but they all make sense once all clues are revealed.
You know, I've thought about it.
What?
And knowing how it was your true dream to be a game show host.
Yes.
I know why it didn't work out.
Why?
Because you can't remember a contestant's name to save your life.
I have to write them down, or if I start going and thinking about... Well, look, it was the same thing. Look at every game show. They have their little name tag on there.
Yep, so when Richard Dawson... Hello, Dollar.
He had the family name right up on the wall, and then each one's individual name on a little button.
All right, Jensen's...
Do you see the phone flashing? He gets golf.
Okay. He didn't win, though.
He got it as a consolation prize.
Oh, okay. See, Stan's become a big softy now.
Yep. I'm known as Southwest Florida's...
Easy Mark.
Mr. Wonderful.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
We're going to take a break. When we
come
back...
Yeah, I'm not good with names.
When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails... Later on today, a trip into the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going when we get there. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Monday afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In about a half hour, we're going to take a trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going to see what was on the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. We're going to go right smack dab in the middle. Start with 20 and go up to 16 for this very week. We'll tell you what year. I'm looking at this. This is new. This was just put in. Stay on. I like a good weather app.
Yeah, but they're generally full of viruses and backdoor Trojan horse.
Stay on top of severe weather and be storm savvy. Check out 96krock.com or the KROQ mobile app anytime threatening weather strikes for up-to-the-minute information plus resources that will help you before and after a storm.
I don't know that I trust that.
It's ours. It's our deal. Plus, you can register to win a generic portable generator. Ooh.
I want that.
Yeah. Stay safe. And Storm Savvy with 96KROQ. Yeah, I like that. I'm going to check it out. That's just the first time I've seen it. That's hell yeah.
I'm just run a scan on it first.
Yeah, just to see, just to check. You should do that with anything. Let's get you updated on traffic, our first look at traffic. We will start in Cape Coral. Got a crash. 1700 block of Cape Coral Parkway East, right by Ford's Garage. And then in Fort Myers, we've got a hit and run. 9900 block of Gulf Coast Main Street, right by the Happy Feet store. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney right now. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Have an interesting survey here. If you won the lottery, would you split it 50-50 with your significant other?
If you're married, I don't think you have a choice.
Arrangements are made.
Right. But if you're, like, dating, it would depend on how serious the dating was.
If there's one thing this show is known for...
Oh, since the very beginning.
It's keeping you up to date on all the latest hot new trends.
Yep. We're on the cusp.
A man claimed... He swallowed a cell phone charger. That is not how it got in there.
Oh, geez. Details in less than an hour.
And finally, if there is one thing Stan and I have learned...
Oh, since the very beginning.
...of decades of life on this planet...
Yep.
...it all boils down to one thing, really... It's about all women.
All women are crazy and capable of anything.
A woman physically attacked her ex and pooped on his doorstep.
Stop it! Stop!
When he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall to pour her wine into the wrong type of glass.
Oh, you know what? Junior was in the restaurant business. What kind of glass, Junior, do we put into wine into? What kind of glass?
I don't know. A Bordeaux?
What the hell?
You know,
are you
I don't
just
know, man.
Saying
I'm,
random things?
I'm not a sommelier.
It's a wine glass, for crying out loud. That's what it's called.
Well, there's different
wine
ones.
Glass.
There's different ones for particularly like whites or reds.
All right, I got a red wine. What kind of glass is that going to go?
Wine glass.
A Bordeaux.
A Bordeaux glass?
I think so. I could be wrong.
A Bordeaux is a wine itself.
I'm not a sommelier. I don't know.
You know, what's a sommelier? Let me
A wine
that
expert.
That is the guy that did that whole hoax in Chicago with the noose and all that.
Yeah.
And he was on that show Empire. That's
no,
what that
that's
is.
That's not what it is.
Juicy, how do you say it?
Smollett?
Yeah.
No, that's Jesse Smollett.
A Smollett.
Oh.
That's two different things. You know what? You, and I remember this distinctly, you used to be a, like, waiter for big-time banquets and conventions. You used to tell me...
Hi, my name's Junior, and I'm going to be taking care of you guys this evening.
You would tell me about chilled salad forks, the proper order that they were aligned, which shoulder should you serve off of. So naturally, your first day back after a year, I say, well, what kind of glass does one use for wine?
It's been a while since I've had some fine dining.
That's not what he's been doing. Junior followed in my footsteps and did what you do when you're fired from radio.
What's that?
Sell shoes.
let's find some laughter here somewhere, shall we? It's important. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Kanye West turns 43 today.
All right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about Kanye West.
Top things you didn't know about Kanye West.
When not talking about himself, he enjoys talking about himself. Not a lot of people know this.
What's that?
Kanye has a metal plate in his chin.
I did not know that.
And it is the greatest metal plate of all time.
I'm going to jail tonight!
Still finding new things over there, aren't you?
There's a ton of new things on
it. I know. Rob worked hard. Sorry. I know he's sensitive over there today. My bad on that. But he did. But it's okay. Did you find some of your stuff?
Yeah, Junior worked hard, too.
It's all gone.
He did?
That's not true.
No, I know it's there.
Some of it's still there, but it's all over the place. I have two computers here.
Your job is to coordinate the room the way you want to.
Oh, God.
Kanye's ego can be seen from the International Space Station. Kanye is the first result when you Google Kim Kardashian's ass. And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about Kanye West.
Yes.
He considered becoming a porn star, but decided to marry one instead.
Oh.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Elvis has left the building. Yeah.
Never mind. You'll
can't find him.
You'll find him.
It'll be just fine.
Yeah. Here's what I encourage you to do.
Because while he was gone, you became Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah,
he's
I did.
Not used to that.
Look around in there. You'll find a lot of stuff. Email time. Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com. It'll come back to you.
And I'm going to see if it comes back right now. This is from our friend Meg.
How is she?
She's doing well. She would like to answer our question of the week from last Thursday.
I feel so bad for her.
Rules of the house.
I really do.
Yeah.
Stuck with a lib.
Yeah. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. To answer your question of the week, rules of the house growing up, my parents had way too many rules. I do have a few that somewhat stick out in my mind. One, good grades. Two, don't be a smart mouth. And three, vacuum the back porch. She adds,
there's always one of those where it's a very specific thing to a specific house.
Watch this.
Problem area.
Watch this. Meg also would like to ask a favor.
Oh, for Meg?
Yes, and I'm sure that we can honor that favor.
Oh, of course.
Could you guys please play Hi, I'm Carol for me? I don't know why, but it always makes me laugh.
Me too, Meg.
Sure
That's a
does.
Good idea.
Love the show. Hope you have a great week.
He has no hope of finding that. You know that, right?
I'll give him a day.
I actually have that one at home. I could bring that tomorrow.
All right. Okay.
Well, can you at least do the line for her?
What, just a cappella?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Carol. I don't have the drops. I mean...
Hi, I'm Carol, and then what does she say after that?
I can't even remember. You guys probably remember more than I do.
No, I don't. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I'm just, you know, you were the one that came up with that whole thing, and we thought it might...
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta rush home before I miss my stories.
Remember that one?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Hi, I'm... That, never mind.
Let's see. This is from Carlos. Ahoy! For some reason today, my Haney bobblehead looks pissed off.
Well,
and really serious.
It happens.
Like it ran out of cigarettes. Or worse, it returned to broadcast house.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to reality.
Wow.
I'm sure Stan is stoked. And now you can see how much you missed each other. I missed you. Welcome back,
Stan,
everyone.
I spent 4 hours with you every single day.
Yeah.
How could you miss me?
Because you weren't here in the room.
What, do you want to give me a hug?
Yeah. What you thinking right now?
I'm thinking about you and how wonderful you are.
What you doing? welcome back. Everyone loves you guys. Haney, you are Southwest Florida's most respected waterfall of character flaws. Rock on. That's not it. Carlos, please. And my Stan bobblehead is smiling today. The team is back together again, reunited. I gotta mess with you, Haney, because you're the best. You got Bok Choy's Jesus? You got that?
Hold on a second. Give him a chance to find it first. But this is just, it's required now with so much being made over it. This is for you, Stan.
Yeah, oh yeah, there it is. Feels good.
I was a fool to ever leave your side.
Yes.
Me minus you is such a lonely ride. The breakup we had has made me lonesome and sad.
See, there it is.
Get it, Stan.
Yeah. I don't care. I'll sing this part. I'll admit it. I'm a little needy.
Regret the moment that I let you
You've got a wife for that now.
A little needy.
Reunited and it feels so good.
united, as we understood.
There's one perfect thing,
and sugar,
sugar
is what is in.
We both are so excited, cause we're reunited, hey, hey.
Hold on, I saw a light bulb go off in Junior's head. It could be something. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Hey, he did it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Just give him a little time. Ahoy, gentlemen. Let me be the first, one of the first. You're one of the first, Guardian, to welcome Haney back to the studio.
I don't know why people want me back here so bad.
I'm so glad you're back.
I don't know why.
Now, yesterday...
It worked fine.
No, it didn't. Now, yesterday, in a pinch... Now, yesterday, I was flipping through the channels, and you know what I came across? The 1969 Super Bowl between the Jets and the Colts. Great game. There were players such as Namath, Boozer, Snell. The Colts had Morrill and Matty and Curtis and Unitas. It was interesting that the players seemed to be much tougher than today's players. They were also a lot smaller. And, of course, the coaches were Weeb Eubank and Don Shula.
Donald
two legends
Francis
in coaching.
Shula.
One more thing. There is no doubt in my mind Joe Namath could play in today's era, and he would be an all-star. In that game...
you think about the greats, Namath and Marino, with the passing game rules now.
They'd eat it up.
When they were throwing the ball, there was someone trying to stop the guy from catching
it. Yep, either with a horse collar, a clothesline, a hit out of bounds.
Yep, and you know how you combat that? Stick 'em.
Yep, right on your hands. In that game, he wore the Colts' secondary out. One thing for sure, it's a much different game than in 1969.
Oh, most certainly is. You know, go back and look at those old tapes of Deacon Jones bitch-slapping people.
Yep. He would do that head slap right in the ear hole.
Yep.
Ring their bell and go right around them. That's football. Let's see. Now, this was my era of football. Not mine. Guardians. You had to be already with a family and everything by 69, Guardian. Tough basic football. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
Jesus.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to take a trip in the Wayback Machine. We'll tell you where we're going when we come back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you caught up on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And then a trip into the Wayback Machine. We're going to go back to this week in a particular year and take a look at what was on the Billboard charts. The pop charts, 20 through 16, middle of the pack. We'll do that when we take care of traffic. All right, one thing on the board, and it is a, traffic control. Cape Coral, Del Prado Boulevard South, and Cape Coral Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Way back. Where are we going?
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year.
This week in 1982.
Remember, you heard it.
Well, Haney and I played it.
To it not so long ago.
Live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 20. 38 special.
That's why, Stan, my mic wasn't on, or I would have done it for you.
Done what?
It took so long to change my mind.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Sorry.
It worked so much better when I was by the pool.
Don't you already say, I've been so busy coaching Junior.
So way to delegate.
Jeff Carlisi was in town. I asked him to play a little bit of this.
Yeah.
He could play about four bars and said, I can't anymore or I'll get in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. He said, I can't. I don't know who has the publishing to it, but he can do for that like 5 seconds of the little riff, and then he had to stop.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
He should be able to play the song.
Yeah, I know. Unless you gotta pay for it, he doesn't hold the publishing. He wrote it, didn't he?
Yeah, and we got a license for it.
Yeah, this was live.
I would still think that would cover it.
Yeah, I don't know.
How good that was.
It's a good song. Coming in at number 19 this week in 1982 was Elton John's tribute to his friend John Lennon.
What happened?
Empty Garden.
As the New York sunset disappeared, I found an empty garden.
Did you see what Elton did?
Among the flagstones.
With his, what was his
the
wife?
Woman, yeah, the woman he jilted.
Like 40 years ago, she was on Hard Times. She lived with him and Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, and Bernie Taupin talked him out of marrying her, and so she was a jilted bride.
Yeah.
And then Elton, and Bernie wrote "Someone Saved My Life Tonight" and called her nasty names.
He found out recently she was on hard times.
And she never bothered him, never said much about him. And then it got to him, I guess through the British press, that she needed an operation or something.
Yeah.
Elton paid for the whole thing.
Yep.
Hadn't seen her in 40 years.
Yep.
But
right before he hit it big.
Oh, she was right there with him.
Yep. He must have been a gardener that cared
a lot, who weeded out the tears. I thought that was a nice thing, though.
Yeah. And we are so amazed.
We're crippled and we're dazed. All that time, she'd never ask him for anything.
That's a good woman, too.
Yeah. No one can replace. This is one of the last songs where he kept to the old style of basically just him and the piano.
Yep.
It changed after this.
Well, in the 80s, he had that throat problem, and then he had to change the key he sang in. But this was, like you said, it's the old formula.
Mm-hmm. Which is where he's at his best,
yep.
Unquestionably.
Coming in at number 18. Oh, you know what? The Guardian remembers his 65 love affair. It's for you, Guardian!
dum dum. Seems like he'd be happy most of the time. Sometimes he'd get real dark.
Yeah, he'd go through his moments, but most of the time, bouncy.
Yep. And he wrote all the happy songs when he was depressed.
Yeah.
And then he got happy again. I don't know any of this for a fact. It just seems like that would be.
Sounds real to me. I believe it.
And what's the harm? I don't know that there's a big backstory on Paul Davis. I know he admits that sometimes he goes crazy.
Yep.
Go, go, go. Fight, fight, fight.
Back in 1982, he was still known as
Johnny Cougar.
Yep. And he had a hit called Hurt So Good, number 17, this week in 82.
Johnny Cougar. See, that's how it's supposed to sound.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp. Well, okay. Johnny Cougar. Yeah. Wow. Solid gold.
When I was there we go. Boy, there we go. The pro.
Simply with those young boy ways. Now that I'm getting older, so much older. I long for those young boy days. With a girl like you. With a girl like you. Lord knows there are things we can do, baby. Just me and you.
What does this mean?
Come on, baby, make it hurt so S&M good. Stuff. Sometimes love.
Small town Indiana, right in that?
Oh, come on. That's where it lives.
On the farm?
Yeah.
Is that why there's blood on the scarecrow?
Get that bowl up out. Make it crack.
Hey, baby.
Come on down now, it's you.
Hope you have a safe word.
Sink your teeth right through my bones.
Well, hey,
you hear that?
No teeth.
Ouch.
I hurt so good. Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it's you.
Huh?
I hurt so good.
It's S&M song.
Oh, stop it, you weirdo.
Ball gags, hoods,
leather.
Yeah, a lot of leather.
I ain't talking no high heels.
Stiletto heels right there.
Vinyl socks.
Yep.
Walk around all day long.
Gotta have that in case there's accidents. Hear that?
Walk around all day long with a ball gag.
Yeah.
on, baby, now.
Come on, baby, make it hurt so good. Sometimes love don't feel like it should.
It's not love, John.
It hurts so good.
Still banging Meg Ryan?
No, he was dating somebody else.
I know who it wasn't.
Who?
Cher.
Oh no. How many of you out there remember a band called the Daz Band?
Speaking of whips.
Yeah, number 16. It's the Daz Band and Let It Whip.
Now, well, what's that mean?
Well, let's find out.
Yeah.
Yep.
Beat.
Tight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right there in the pocket.
Yep. You're playing that harp like you're losing your funkin' mind.
Yep.
Yep.
Baby, try. Let's flip it right.
Everybody left, but the bass man stayed while they were mixing it.
Of course.
Bump it up a bit.
Yep.
A little more.
Ebony and Ivory by Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder was the number one song in the land.
Isn't that a great song?
It sure is.
You are black and I am white.
Not the Joe Piscopo
Life's
one.
An Eskimo pie. Let's take a bite.
Mark Haney in the news is next.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out anytime we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. Monday afternoon. Mark Haney in the news here in just seconds. Want to tell you about Dave and Chuck the Freak and their Peep Show Live. This thing is coming up fast. It's about 11 days away. It's going to happen on Friday, June 19th, 7 p.m. at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. Now, you can win a spot in a virtual meet and greet with Dave and Chuck the Freak. On the day of the show, you got to go to 96krock.com or on the K-Rock mobile app to sign up for it. The Peep Show Live, which will happen on the 19th, will have the entire gang. They'll tell you behind-the-scenes stuff, a little interaction with the viewers, tell you all of the neat little things that go on during the show, and you can have a virtual meet-and-greet with them. Go to 96krock.com or the K-Rock mobile app. For details, let's get you updated once again. Traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We'll start with a road watcher who says that there's a crash Cape Coral Parkway right in front of Ford's garage. That we were reporting on like an hour ago. It's still there. Also, Fort Myers. Crash, McGregor Boulevard and Winkler Road. And one more for you, Fort Myers. Crash, Summerlin Road and Bass Road. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Naples Nissan. Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, June 8th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You know the star ratings on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Where you'll see like a movie like Seabiscuit will get like 5 stars.
Yeah, that's a go-to.
Well, those star ratings,
yeah,
are not based on reviews by other Netflix users or critics.
Who's it based on?
That's simply based on Netflix's algorithm that ranks whether you'll like a show or a movie.
Okay, based on what you've been watching before.
Yeah. So when you see it and you think, oh, man, that must be 5 stars. That's got to be great. It's just because you've watched stuff like it before.
Gotcha. And if you have multiple members in your family using yours, you're going to get all kinds of different things. By the way, Junior, I know you don't know, or maybe you do know, the monitor comes back. So when you're looking at your personal Facebook page and stuff like that, I'm well aware of it.
I was looking at the Stan and Haney Facebook page.
That wasn't the Stan and Haney Facebook page.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I saw some things that I wouldn't dream of posting on that.
Well, you know, he's a young, vital man.
Yep.
Just seething.
Yep. Look at him.
With vital hormonal secretions.
Yeah.
Dale Carnegie.
Mm-hmm.
The author of How to Win Friends and Influence People. Basically a manual on manipulation. When I say Dale Carnegie, not so much anymore, but in his time, the famous Carnegie family would come to mind.
Sure.
Now, Dale was perfectly aware of this, and his last name was Carnegie, but it was spelled much differently, so he had it legally changed to be spelled the other way.
Really?
So that people would think he was related, although he just wouldn't say anything about it.
I had a professor says everybody says, you know, Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie.
But the correct pronunciation is Carnegie.
Mm-hmm.
It's Carnegie Hall. Carnegie.
Yeah, Dale Carnegie is correct. He's not a Carnegie.
Correct. You know, it's the same difference between Moog and Moog.
It's Moog.
It doesn't take you long, does
it? No,
it
comes all back. See, for me, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah. For you, the digs are there like it was yesterday.
Ready to roll.
Yep. You can pull up your psych profile and you know where to hit him.
Yep. I noticed also he was eating over there a little while ago, eating food.
Well, at least he eats normal food.
Yeah, that's true. What were you eating?
Beef jerky.
Okay. See, that's fine.
Perfectly acceptable.
Not like some Brussels sprout bomb.
Yeah. Oh, that was awful that day.
Oh, it's still not completely gone.
Oh, no, it's in the walls.
Stan, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
What is your favorite number?
7.
There is a psychological theory called the Blue 7 phenomenon.
Get out.
Where the average person will say their favorite color is blue and their favorite number is 7.
7 was my hockey number. I wore number 7 on the ice.
No one is exactly sure why those are both so popular. But your average person will answer just like that.
I like number 7 because it was Mickey Mantle. Now, blue, I don't know. I'm wearing kind of a purple right now, though. A blue is
in the blue family.
Yeah. Do I look good in this color?
You look great, Sonny.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just like I did in my shirtless selfie.
Yep, you did. I mean, that had to be put up for, because Beasley was doing, and I don't know if you know this, Junior, Beasley was doing this whole thing to, you know, because so many people were remotely broadcasting from home during the lockdown, they wanted to do a corporate montage of everybody by their homes or broadcasting, and I told him.
And I'm in the middle of the news. He starts yelling at me, you have to do it right now. And I said, can I put a shirt on? He said, no.
I said, just do something from the neck up. Well, he did the whole body. I sent it,
you know
to,
what? I
sent
am,
it to the powers that be. They said, good enough.
I am just as God made me, sir.
Sure are, and I'm not saying anything about it. You're fine. They said it was fine.
And when you're dealing with corporate, that's a win.
Yep.
The word goodbye is actually a shortened version of a phrase.
Goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Goodbye. I mean, if anything, that the BYE must mean something. Good is good. Bye must mean something. BYE.
It is a shortened version of God be with you.
Ah. Okay. That's nice.
Now, this last one, we have talked about it before, but it really is one of the weirdest things to happen in Hollywood. Nicolas Cage picked his last name based on the superhero character Luke Cage because he thought it sounded cool. And with his real last name being Coppola, obviously he had to change it because there's no way you're going to make it in Hollywood with that last name.
You have that name, that family riding with you, it's going to just do nothing but drag you down.
Yeah, you don't want everybody to know your uncle is Francis Ford Coppola, who made The Godfather. Yeah. That's death in the motion picture business.
I'm wondering if the family made him change his name.
No, I think he wanted to prove to the family that he would make it on his own because he's such a superior actor.
Oh.
Oh. It was painful to say.
Yeah, we had his brother on the show. He...
the guy who overdubs everything Nicolas Cage does.
I can't remember his first name, but he would go by Coppola. His name was, you know, Buck Coppola. Whatever his first
name. My name is Buck Coppola. But you might know me from the movies where I imitate my brother.
It's the truth. I remember in the
He don't have time for overdubs.
You sound,
I do.
You sound just like your brother. Well, and then he said that. He goes, and after his brother does the movies, he goes in and overdubs some of the stuff.
Wow!
Sounds just like him.
This must be the treasure.
I think his name was like Skippy Coppola.
I thought it was Buck Coppola.
I don't know. What's his name? Jeez, you used to be lightning fast with that.
Stan?
Used to be's don't count anymore. They just lie on the floor till we sweep them away.
Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. I was watching last night because my wife has the antenna. In the bedroom, we have the Comcast Xfinity throughout the house, but in the bedroom, she has the... So she
couldn't spring for the outlet, could you?
So she, well, I got the outlet, but she goes and looks around. They have so many different channels, and you know what I was watching last night? The Johnny Cash Show from the 1960s, and his special guest was Neil Diamond.
Oh, wow. I thought you were going to say that you were watching that episode of Sabato Gigante where the UFO was in the middle of it. Sorry about that, folks.
Yep.
Yeah, Johnny Cash, man.
He was great.
Greater than people know.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people evidently write their own vows now. Marriage. Thankfully, Stan and his wife both insisted on traditional vows with the word obey included.
She was perfectly fine with it.
And there's also that line about for richer or poorer.
Yeah.
Now, the ladies are fine with the for richer part. It's the poorer that gets them.
Yep. Zings them.
And then you're stuck there. You know, you're going, hey. I'm in my 20s, babe. Give me a little time here. No, I won't.
Yeah.
I've made a horrible mistake.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to make it worse.
Yep. Going to really throw some salt.
Yep. A survey this year asked 2,000 people with for richer or poorer in mind.
Right.
If you won the lottery, would you give your significant other half? Would you split it 50-50?
Well, I'm married. I will split it 50-50.
Well, the answers may or may not surprise you. 1 in 6 people say they'd quickly and discreetly end the relationship and keep all the money.
Wow. One in six. Low odds.
And of the people who were reasonably fond of their spouse.
Yeah.
A quarter of them say, no, 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 no. No 50-50. No way.
60-40.
Or higher.
70-30.
The survey also found 36% of people say without a doubt they would dump that partner if that person won the lottery and didn't split it with them.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of dumb. Mm.
Yeah, because you'd still be hooked up to somebody that's pretty wealthy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we used to talk about what it meant to be wealthy. And yeah. I think I know what it is now.
What is it?
When your definition of FU money changes.
Yep.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's keeping you up to date on all the hottest, latest trends.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're cutting edge.
I'll be frank for a moment. There is an overabundance of crazy S happening right now.
Yes.
So just add it to the list, folks. Apparently, the hot new trend in the massage game,
yeah,
is something they call the meat cleaver massage.
Oh, what is that? But they hit you with a meat cleaver? I would assume that hurts.
That's where you lie down.
Yeah.
Make yourself helpless.
Yeah, vulnerable.
As a masseuse attacks your back with two dulled meat cleavers over and over and over again.
Right there with the cleavers.
Meat cleavers.
Yeah, dull, though. They're dull.
Apparently, it feels great and energy and stuff.
Yeah.
Now, you still have a towel on you, so it ain't blade on skin, and the cleavers are dull, but still. Somebody's going at you with a meat cleaver in each hand.
Yep. You better hope they're in a good mood and not a lot of personal stuff going on.
Now, the massages have been popular in Taiwan for a while now, what with Chinese invasion imminent. And, I mean, I understand Taiwanese people feeling like, you know, have it, give me a massage with meat cleavers. Yeah. What does it matter? Yeah.
What can I do about it?
The most popular spot for these massages in the world, in Taiwan, would like you to know, they've never had a client injured.
Right. Quotes around that.
In their 40-year history. Okay. It says nothing about death.
Nope.
Oh, bear.
Is that a picture of them doing that there, Junior?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Somebody. Now, see, that's not Japan. That's Taiwan. Yeah. Japan, the hand can be used as a knife.
Yep, but don't try that on an heirloom tomato.
Oh, what a mess.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, it is.
Speaking of insane, there is no end to the deviancy human beings are capable of.
Oh, you got that right. Like I told you, I was looking at Junior's Facebook page there a second ago.
You're making a lot of noise. Sorry. With that bottle.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
A 30-year-old gent went to the hospital last week in Assam, India, and told doctors he'd somehow swallowed his cell phone charging cord and it was stuck in his stomach. But when doctors checked him out, they immediately saw he hadn't been truthful about how that cell phone charging cord ended up in his so-called stomach.
We're keeping a little secret, are we?
First off, they found the cord was not located in his stomach. It was in the man's bladder. And it turns out the man had also lied about how the cord wound up there.
Bladder.
He had not swallowed it. He had jammed the entire cell phone charging cord up his urethra, Franklin.
Stop it! Yowza! Right there up the urethra, Franklin.
You gotta soften the blow.
Sure you do. Didn't soften it for me.
Doctors say they were able to safely remove the item. And the man is recovering, but doctors say, and I quote, his mental health remains a question.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports.
Yeah?
For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Jeez.
In this next story, there's not a lot of guesswork here. First of all, there's something we already know going in. It's about women.
Oh, they're all crazy, and they're capable of anything.
It's also pretty obvious why this particular relationship didn't work out. There is a 41-year-old woman named Dika Ahmed in London. And back on April 15th, she was feeling so passionate, she broke quarantine to visit her 28-year-old ex-boyfriend, Sylvester's Roulis. She showed up at his house with a bottle of wine and... Ooh. He said, well, step inside, won't you?
How do you do?
Then, very suavely, he took the bottle of wine and poured it into tumblers. Mm. Instead of proper wine glasses. Well, I think you can see it all coming at this point. Probably no point in even finishing the story. The man poured wine into a tumbler instead of a wine glass. So, at that point, the woman did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
She slapped him a bunch of times, hard enough to draw blood, and then went after his roommate with a belt, and then defecated on the doorstep. Oh! She was just found guilty of criminal damage and assault.
Throw away the key. Throw it away!
I don't know what you're talking about. I never saw her. And that's the news for today, Monday, June 8th.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney,
telling
it like it is.
I'm hitting the button.
Yeah, well, I've got the thing up there, and it's all the way it's supposed to be. Well, I'm putting it on the right channel.
The channel's engaged and turgid?
Oh, yeah. Fully turgid.
Fully two mass?
Yep. News brought to you by Naples Nissan. We're going to take a break.
That's very gracious of you, Stan,
we'll
ignore that.
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing. We'll be back. Stan and Haney,
96 K-Rock.
Engineered to provide four times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. One thing on the board, and it's in Bonita Springs. It's the 4800 block of Bonita Beach Road, southwest, and Little Hickory Bay. Got a crash there. And you are up to date.
Take no lift, and this cannon on my hip. Let me tell you, boy, ain't no toy. I wear a hat just like a Mountie. I'm a sheriff of Boone County.
Boone County.
Let me tell you, boy, you in a heap of trouble, boy. After trying to push your cat from Nashville to Cincinnati, you have to come across the Boone County line. Well, if aim at all passing through, you better mind your P's and Q's. Cause this stretch of interstate, boy, is mine. Well, you might outrun my old Chevrolet, but you can't outrun my old two-way. Leon waiting at the station to hear from me. You're gonna be wishing. I believe in that extradition. Cause I'll chase you all the way back to Tennessee. I don't take no lip, and this cannon on my hip. Let me tell you, boy, ain't no toy. I wear a hat just like a Mountie. I'm a sheriff of Boone County. By the way, you in a heap of trouble, boy.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Went to college, University of Florida, yeah. While I was down there, I was talking to a guy in a fraternity. He's trying to get me to join a fraternity. I was like, I don't think it's for me. He's like, what are you going to do if you come back here in 20 years and need a place to stay? Whoa. Pulling out the big guns, huh? You're right. What am I going to do if I come back here in 20 years? Not nearly enough time to save up for a hotel room. I'm not sure which Susie Orman DVD I'd have to watch to help me come up with a plan to put away two, maybe $3 a year. So I can afford some lodging for this mysterious trip. Back to where I went to college 20 years later. You know that trip that everyone takes. Honey, let's not go to the Bahamas. Let's go to Gainesville, Florida. You'll love it, right in the middle of the state. No beach anywhere near it. Oh, it gets better. Guess where we're staying?
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
A woman physically attacked her ex and pooped on his doorstep.
Stop it! Stop!
When he had the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to pour her wine into the wrong type of glass.
Oh, you know what? Junior was in the restaurant business. What kind of glass, Junior, do we put into wine into? What kind of glass?
I don't know. A Bordeaux?
What the hell? You know, are you
I don't
just
know,
saying
man. I'm,
random things?
I'm not a sommelier.
It's a wine glass, for crying out loud. That's what it's called.
Well, there's
a
different
wine
ones.
Glass.
There's different ones like, for particularly like whites or reds.
All right, I got a red wine. What kind of glass is that going to be?
Wine glass.
A Bordeaux.
A Bordeaux glass?
I think so. I could be wrong.
A Bordeaux is a wine itself.
I'm not a sommelier. I don't know.
You know, what's a sommelier?
A wine expert.
That is the guy that did that whole hoax in Chicago with the noose and all that.
Yeah.
And he was on that show Empire.
That's not, that's not what it is.
Juicy, how do you say it?
Smollett?
Yeah.
No, that's Jesse Smollett.
A Smollett.
Oh.
That's two different things. You know what? You... And I remember this distinctly. You used to be a, like, waiter for big-time banquets and conventions. You used to tell me...
My name's Junior, and yeah. I'm going to be taking care of you guys this evening.
You would tell me about chilled salad forks, the proper order that they were aligned, which shoulder should you serve off of. So naturally, your first day back after a year, I say, well, what kind of glass does one use for wine?
It's been a while since I've had some fine dining.
That's not what he's been doing. Junior followed in my footsteps and did what you do when you're fired from radio.
What's that?
Sell shoes.
let's find some laughter here somewhere, shall we? It's important. That's why we now present to you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Kanye West turns 43 today.
All right.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you didn't know about Kanye West.
Top things you didn't know about Kanye West.
When not talking about himself, he enjoys talking about himself. Not a lot of people know this.
What's that?
Kanye has a metal plate in his chin.
I did not know that.
And it is the greatest metal plate of all time.
I'm going to jail tonight! Still finding new things over there, aren't you?
There's a ton of new things on
here. I know. Rob worked hard. Sorry. I know he's sensitive over there today. My bad on that. But he did. But it's okay. Did you find some of your stuff?
Yeah, Junior worked hard, too.
It's all gone.
He did?
That's not true.
No, I know it's there.
Some of it's still there, but it's all over the place. I have two computers here.
Your job is to coordinate the room the way you want to.
Oh, God.
Kanye's ego can be seen from the International Space Station. Kanye is the first result when you Google Kim Kardashian's ass. And finally, the very top thing you didn't know about Kanye West.
Yes.
He considered becoming a porn star, but decided to marry one instead.
Oh. Oh.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Elvis has left the building. Yeah.
Never mind.
Can't find him.
You'll find him.
It'll be just fine.
Yeah. Here's what I encourage you to do.
Because while he was gone, you became Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah,
he's not used to that.
Look around in there. You'll find a lot of stuff.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.